There's a lot of peas I can.
Do you have this big fat kind of
lima?
Yeah, that or. Butterbean?
Yeah, very popular.
What do you say you do after you've picked your beans? You have to come in and
snap them
or
shuck them.
Is that what you say?
Peel them, I guess. I'm trying to think. We spent all night.
Okay, come over here and help me these beans.
Shuck them, I think. There's another term.
You ever say shell the beans?
Shell, yeah.
That's what you were thinking of?
Yes. That'd be what they'd say rather than shell.
And if you were, say if you cut up off the tops of a lot of turnips and cooked them that way, you'd say you're cooking a mess of
turnip greens. Of course, it's not the only type of green. You have a lot of other greens, collard greens, poke salad.
That's different.
Yes. Collard greens come off the collard plant. But they're all cooked but with ham or ham hocks or bacon rinds and a lot of pork fat in them, but a little sugar maybe.
If you wanted to send me to the store to get some lettuce, you'd tell me to go down and get
a head.
If a man had 7 boys and 7 girls in his family, referring to the number, you'd say that so and so had a whole
passel of kids.
Have you ever heard of, you're talking about head lettuce, have you ever heard of somebody refer to his children having so many head of children?
I've heard that more with cattle than I have with children.
Let's see. Talking about corn, the outside covering on an ear of corn, you call that the
husk.
And the thing, you know, that grows out
stalk.
What about that grows out the top of the stalk?
Tassel.
And the stuff that's on the ear of the corn?
Silk.
Do you have any names for corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Sweet corn.
You ever heard it called anything else?
Well, there's field corn and squirrel corn. Field and squirrel, I think, are pretty much the same.
You ever heard people say roasting ears?
Yes.
What about this big thing that people buy around Halloween?
Pumpkins.
Do those grow in this area?
Not too many. What? Cut up some gourds.
I see.
Watermelons. You going to get into peppers?
Not really. Go ahead.
They grow a lot of peppers around here.
Different types?
Mm-hmm.
For example?
Hot peppers, sweet peppers. They're quite popular.
Jalapeno peppers.
And some, yes.
You mentioned watermelon. Do the watermelons around here, do you have different varieties?
Yes.
Different colored meats?
Yes. You have both the yellow meat and the red meat. Not too much of the yellow meat. So yellow meats are hard to find now. My wife is particularly.
Do you know if there's, to your knowledge, is there any way of distinguishing between a yellow and a red meated watermelon without cutting it?
The yellows are slightly smaller and more rounded, if I remember correctly. Of course, there's red meated ones that are the same shape,
mm-hmm.
but such as your Black Beauties or Diamondbacks. No, Diamondbacks are a longer melon. Or Black Diamonds, something like that. I can't remember.
What size do they go to around here? The normal size?
Oh, 20 to 40 pounds, I'd say. Top end.